The Wall Street Journal is reporting the Justice Department is preparing to file an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation, accusing it of leveraging its dominance in the ticket business to undermine competition. Michael Carrier, a professor at Rutgers University School of Law, is joining us on Drive Time. So, Professor, what do you think? Does the Justice Department have a strong case here? Is Ticketmaster and Live Nation a monopoly?
Yes.
He didn't even have to think about it, huh?
I do not have to think about it. I actually wrote an article on how Ticketmaster Live Nation is a walking antitrust violation. You look at Hornbook antitrust law, stuff called tying, exclusive dealing, lack of any justification. It all lines up for a strong antitrust case.
Explain in layman's terms why this is an antitrust situation. What has made Ticketmaster slash Live Nation such a monopoly?
The fact that they have significant market power. So you look at particular markets in the ticketing market, they have 80% of the market. In the promotion market, they have 60%. So they have a lot of power, and then they do some bad things. They tie together their control over promotion to ticketing. So if you're a venue and you want a Live Nation artist, you don't have a choice. You have to take Ticketmaster. And then they also have a lot of control over the venues. They have 70 or 80% of the major U.S. venues. And so if you're a rival ticketer, you don't have a chance.
Ticketmaster claims it has more competition now than it ever has had. Is that true?
I don't think so. I mean, that's what Ticketmaster is going to say. But you look at the power that they have, and it really overlaps multiple markets. So back in 2010, Ticketmaster and Live Nation were allowed to merge, but they had a promise not to use their power in one market to harm the other market. And they failed that. The consent decree was extended, and the reason is that they did not live up to their end of the bargain.
Now, this investigation seemed to pick up a lot of steam after the Taylor Swift Eras Tour ticket sale meltdown. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. You have all the Swifties upset. You have Ticketmaster offering a product that is not the best in terms of quality. And then you have all of their power. It's a recipe for an antitrust case.
So, Professor, if this lawsuit is filed and the feds are successful against Ticketmaster, what are the potential outcomes? Would Ticketmaster have to sell off some parts or change its ways? What do you think would be a good solution?
I think a good solution would actually be breaking up the company. In antitrust law, you don't get to rush to that remedy. Usually you do more modest remedies first. But here we tried it and it failed. Back in 2010, the merger was allowed to proceed, and the companies were supposed to do some things. They didn't do it. So what are we going to do? Just say, hey, now this time you really mean it? No, I think at this point, it's clear that the company needs to be broken up.
What do you think that breakup might look like or should look like?
Well, I think you can divide the company into separate parts. And so if you go to their website, they themselves divide themselves into Live Nation Concerts, Venue Nation, Ticketmaster, Live Nation Sponsorship. So at a minimum, you need to separate the ticketing part from the promotion part.
Ticketmaster and Live Nation now seem so intertwined. That would be difficult to do, I would think, break it up.
Yeah, so generally, it is hard to so-called unscramble the eggs. You have a merged company, and so you don't know which employees go where. But if you look at their securities filings, they keep their operations separate. And so I'd say it's easier to do in this case.
How about we, the consumers? If this were to go through and the feds were to be successful and Ticketmaster would have to do some sort of breakup, can we expect a little easier time and maybe a cheaper time ordering concert tickets? Will there be a noticeable change for us, the consumers?
I would think there would be. I would think that finally, we would get competition. Finally, there could be other ticketers out there that would be able to compete, that venues wouldn't be locked in. And I think that there would be a race for quality where we wouldn't have the fiasco that we have in concerts like Taylor Swift. Competition really could help the consumer here.
Rutgers University law professor Michael Carrier, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.